Hey, guess who's with us? It's the etiquette guy, Canada's etiquette guy, Jay Reimer, is back with us. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Jay, before we get into our discussion of the day, it's important that people know that you are coming to Toronto in a couple of weeks as part of a big wedding planners event at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel. Tell us about that.
Jamie, I am so excited to be coming to Toronto. I have two sold-out seminars with a group of professional certified wedding planners to teach business etiquette and dining etiquette. And I think it's going to be quite a challenge because these are people who should know quite a lot of this stuff. So this is a real fine polishing act that I'm going to be putting on. And on the Saturday, the November 5th, I'm going to be doing a seminar, which is still open, on stress-free entertaining. Yes, it can be done, and it's all about learning how to set up a plan so that you can entertain, whether it be during the holidays, whether your boss is coming over, whether you're about to meet your new boyfriend's parents for the first time, whatever. I can make it so that it can go across as smooth as glass.
Now, that event is open to anybody listening, right, Jay?
That's open to anyone listening, and they can contact me through my website, etiquetteguy.com, and that would be the easiest way for them to let me know that they'd like to attend. The cost is $100. It's 3 hours, and it's at the Royal York Hotel on Saturday, November 5th.
You know, I think you're going to be flooded with people who want to get involved in that and be a part of that and take advantage of the help you're going to give them with that, because
it's such a
huge thing, isn't it, Rebecca?
Yeah, and
the nice thing about it is it's a limited. We can only have a limited number of people, so I'm limiting it to 25 people.
Oh,
so there's plenty of time for one-on-one
and
questions and answers and all of that. And we're about halfway full so far, and I'd like to fill it up if possible.
Okay, so people can get more information on that session, which is on the Saturday, which is the 5th, you said, right?
That's correct.
5th of November, etiquetteguy.com is the website to check out on that, and we'll give that address out again at the end of this segment. Want to move on now, Jay, and talk about our subject of the day, and I emailed you with this as a suggestion. I mean, you have so many things in the field of etiquette and protocol and human behavior that you work on with your corporate clients, and you work with top executives and corporate leaders and captains of industry, top political people. But I said to you, Jay, what if we had a discussion just around the whole notion of how people simply fail, it seems to me, to be aware of other people around them as they go about their business, as they go about their day-to-day lives, as they conduct themselves in venues that aren't right within their own home. There just seems to be this these blinders that people have on to the fact that there are even other people there.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jamie, and it kind of is it's a double-edged sword, because in today's workaday world, people are very focused on what they are doing. They have to be focused because things move at such a high rate of speed. People want things done instantly. And in order to accomplish that successfully, you have to be focused. The problem with that is that you lose sight of people around you and the effect that you have on people around you. For example, in offices today, oftentimes there are cubicles, and so you can be focused on having your conversation, and it can be quite heated, and all of a sudden the entire office is privy to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And or you could even bring in your lunch to have in your cubicle, and you would find that, it might be a strong-smelling curry or something like that, which all of a sudden permeates the entire office. Oblivious to you, you don't even think about, oh, my goodness, I could be bothering somebody with
this. Leave the egg salad at home is what he's saying, Rebecca. Leave the egg salad sandwiches at home if you don't mind.
I eat it in my car, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But I do think also, Jamie, I think that Many times people are so focused that, for instance, if they're going through a door, they don't notice whether somebody's following them.
Great example.
They can be walking down the street with the, talking on their cell phone and or texting, and they could be so focused that they might even run into a telephone pole. I've seen this happen.
So have I.
And I think that it's really important for us as a society to start thinking about and, in fact, doing, putting other people's feelings ahead of our own. So just it's sort of a stop and smell the roses exercise. You have to slow down, pay attention to your surroundings, and then move forward. It's just sort of take a moment to exhale and then inhale slowly and notice what's around you, because it's amazing what you miss. And it's also amazing how you affect people. And a simple one of the things that I find fascinating is when I'm walking in a large city where there's a park and there are park benches and so forth, and often a lot of times you see individuals who are sitting there alone, and they may be older senior citizens, and just to stop and say hello with a smile on your face can make their day. And that's the kind of thing we can do throughout our days, which small little efforts like that can have a big impact on how other people feel, and not only that, it will make you feel better about yourself.
You're absolutely right. I love the example you used about walking through a door, opening a door, and then just kind of blowing through. I always, you have to have a consciousness about this. This is what I'm talking about, a level of consideration going all the time. I never walk through a doorway, say at a store, a grocery store, what have you, without looking around to see who is behind me. And I will often stop and hold the door for somebody who may be several paces behind me, but you see their smile right away. The fact that you've stopped to consider them enough to hold the door for them means a great deal to them. Same thing with sometimes you'll see an elderly person or a young mother pushing a stroller through a door, and you're going into the same area. Get in there and help. Open the door, hold the door, see if you can assist. And people are just, sometimes they're frankly amazed that you've done that.
And you know what? Yes.
Little things.
Yes, little things. And even like Jay said, saying hello to someone
with
a smile on your face. You should see people.
I think that if people were to make it a goal for themselves, this isn't a complicated thing, but if they just make it a goal to do one or two nice things for somebody else every day, the world would be a much nicer place.
I agree.
And of course, the real benefit is not only do other people feel better because you've done something nice, but you feel much better. And anything that we can do to make ourselves feel better is to the good. And if it can be because we've helped another person, it's a way that we can connect with other people, which is such a basic human need, which we really oftentimes forget today.
Makes sense. Jay, always a pleasure to talk to you. The big event in Toronto for the public, stress-free entertaining, happening on November the 5th, and they can get the information at etiquetteguy.com, correct?
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you very soon, and thank you for this.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye, Jay.
Bye, Rebecca. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Jay Reamer, the Etiquette Guy, Canada's Etiquette Guy.